Hello. Thanks for stopping by Coffee and Conversations with Rachel. What is your favorite coffee? I'm sure you're going to need it in college.
Okay. I think I will always go with just a normal vanilla latte, but I'm also an avid matcha drinker. So if I'm getting matcha, I'll do a iced matcha latte with lavender syrup, and that's my favorite.
Ooh, that sounds like good, and I'm not a
really
coffee
good.
Drinker.
Yeah, it's really good.
Your mom told me one time that y'all try out different coffee shops, which is really fun. What is your favorite one?
So it kind of depends. We have, like, when we have company in town, we'll kind of decide where we want to go based on what they prefer. I think my favorite is called Stinson's. And it's like a converted garage building that they made into a coffee shop. And it's really, really good. Their food and their coffee is
fun.
Good. Yeah. And then our second favorite is called Tout Le Jour. And it's a French-Korean blend bakery. So you can go and get, I mean, they have everything. They have blended drinks or lattes or boba. So they have like a ton of really cool stuff.
I like boba.
Yeah.
So maybe we should try. Okay. That's fun. How long have you been at Westover?
My whole life, since 2006. Yep, I'm an oldie.
Awesome. And what has been your favorite thing about the youth group last 4 years?
Okay, I was trying to think of like a specific event that I really enjoy, but I think that it's more just like the incorporation of the youth group into your daily life, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think routine is really big for me. So like knowing that I can come to church on Wednesdays and Sundays and I have people who care about me, and not only that, but they like love Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just like the support that you get from people.
Just like the community that's checking in on you.
Yeah. I really, really appreciate that.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And I feel like Catherine does such a good job at that too, like making that community for everybody and making everybody feel welcome too. Mm-hmm. I feel like the youth group is so good at that.
Yeah.
So we are doing the College Bound series and you are about to head to Harding.
Yep.
What are you? Are you excited?
I actually really am. Okay. I'm super excited.
And you've known for a while.
Yeah.
Like, so that's pretty, it has probably made your year like less stressful, I would assume.
A lot less stressful.
And just being able to enjoy your senior year and your friends and everything like that.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about college?
I think I was saying earlier how routine is really important for me. And I really do love to learn. And I'm doing nursing next year. And I think I'm just really excited to take classes. I guess maybe not freshman year and sophomore year when you're doing like prereqs. But like I'm super excited to go to school for something that I'm super passionate about and be able to learn about like the human body and things like that. I'm just excited to, I guess, pursue something that I'm really passionate about.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome, especially your junior, senior year when you get to do those classes.
Yeah.
What are you nervous about college?
I don't want to be broke. I can have no money.
I mean, it's a legit concern.
And also I'm going to be so far away from my family. And I know they'll be fine without me, but I don't know if I'll be fine without them.
Yeah.
So, the good thing is I do have family in Arkansas. And
that's
I'm going into it with a lot of friends who I grew up with at camp. So I have community already, but I think just like being away from family, it's going to be hard.
And
transition.
Your family's awesome. And I feel like you're the first one to go. So I feel like it makes it even harder.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, what do you feel like college is going to be like? You may kind of have, I feel like you went to a camp where you kind of got to see a little bit of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did something called Honor Symposium, which is 2 weeks at the beginning of, or it's actually in like smack dab in the middle of your summer between junior and senior year. And they kind of give you a simulation a little bit of like what college is like. So I kind of do already have kind of a foot in to it. I feel like it's just going to be, I would say like fly little birdie fly. You just kind of figure it out. And like independence, I feel like is a huge thing. Like no one's telling you what to do. You just do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it if you don't, you know, I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah. A lot of trial and error though too,
right?
Exactly. Like, okay, it's okay to mess up or I may not get up for that class, but I'm going to pay for it later.
Exactly.
Do you feel like you'll be more of an early class person or like later or
early?
Oh, that's early. How I was. I had like 8 a.m.
morning person. Yeah,
that was me. I was like, get it over with. You're done by noon.
Exactly. And then you have the rest of the day to do whatever you want.
Yeah,
with friends. Yeah, for sure.
So, do you know a lot of people going there? Or
Yeah, I do. So I went to this camp in Arkansas.
Oh, that's right.
Since I was 9. So I've grown up with a bunch of these girls who will also be at Harding.
Uh-huh.
So I really do have some people that I already know. And one of them, she's in my grade. Her name is Riley. But she really is like, I think the person who I feel like knows me the most. So I don't know. I'm just excited to go and be with people who really know me. And also love God. I already said that, but
yeah,
I'm saying
that's
it again.
Super important. Like that should be the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Now, does she live there?
Yeah, so she's a freshman right now, and she was on campus and.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of cool. So she already like knows the ropes a
exactly.
little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, like, she's been calling me. She's like, "Mia, you have to join this club," and I'm like, "I guess I will. We'll see.
I'll try it out.
I'll try it. Yeah, I'll go to the mixers."
Oh, that's really neat. So, that like you kind of already know a bit what to expect.
Yeah, I do.
And both your parents went there, yes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so my mom went there for all 4 years, or actually, I think she, 4 years. And then my dad did first 2 years and then went to Arkansas.
Okay.
Because Harding didn't have architecture then.
Oh, okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there like a church or anything you already know that you want to get involved in? Because I feel like you know the area so well and the school. And
I do know about a lot of churches there. I really like a lot of them, but I also am really drawn to instrumental worship, and like obviously I play guitar,
and it's
a really big part of my faith. And so I definitely do like I have churches that I know if I go to it I would be comfortable and I would be okay, but it might not be the best for my faith, you know, because I really do connect with God so much whenever I'm worshiping. So I want to look for churches who have instruments. And I mean, it's really big thing to leave Jerry, this like our amazing worship here and then go to Searcy, Arkansas and expect like great worship. But I think I just want to like keep my options open and see what I can find. And yeah, I think it'll just be like trial and error, like you were saying.
Yeah. And I feel like you're so gifted at that too, at instrumental worship like you can get involved in something like that and it could be amazing for you.
And even if I don't find a church that I like want to worship at or like to worship at, I can always just like invite people to my dorm and we can worship there. Like, I feel like it's just, I'll pull out my guitar and I'll worship. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Is there anything you want to get involved in outside of school, like hobbies or anything like that?
I think I want to do intramural sports.
Okay.
Probably soccer and I don't know, maybe volleyball. I don't know how to play volleyball, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think eventually I'll probably get a job at like a coffee shop or something. Perfect.
Yeah.
Or maybe I think I also want to volunteer at a hospital. I think that would be really, really cool.
Oh, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I did that when
keep
I was
busy.
Yeah. I was like, I think that's such a great idea to do that then to figure out, okay, like maybe which area you want to go to in nursing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I mean, I would already have like a step up from if I intern. So
is there a part of nursing you're leaning more towards?
I really want to do ER.
Okay.
ER nursing. If not that, probably anything but peds, which sounds horrible.
No. I mean, you know what?
I wouldn't want to do pediatrics. I would even do like labor and delivery, I think, but probably not pediatrics.
Okay. So since you're about to go off on your own and we have such a good church community here, are there any like spiritual like practices or anything that you're already thinking about that you're like, I need to take that into college with me?
Yeah, I feel like it's people always say, you know, read your Bible, read your Bible, read your Bible. And yeah, you should read your Bible. Like, I feel like I've been on a really big kick on just like reading every night. And it's crazy how when you pray for guidance and for wisdom, like God will put the verse in your life. Like, it's crazy the amount of times I've been like, God, please like give me patience or like show me like how I can find joy in like little things in life. And I'll open up my Bible and I'll be like, here's joy. And I'm like, oh, great. I need to keep reading this Bible because like he really does put things in your life whenever you need to know it. So I feel like continuing to be in his word and like getting to know him more, it gets you through really anything.
And I feel like it's shocking every time, too, after you pray about it. You're like, oh, my goodness,
it's never gets normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are you from your parents now? Will it be 6 hours, 12?
Yeah, like 10.
10?
It's 8 hours without traffic.
Okay.
So, like, 10 hours it stops.
I'm assuming you're taking a car.
Mm-hmm. I do have a car.
Okay.
Yes.
are you already like, okay, I'll come back at like Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Or
yep, that's the first planned time, but I'm gonna see if I can like squeeze in a weekend maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a long weekend or something.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you don't know your classes or anything already.
Okay. Nope. Going into a blind.
When do you go up there to get dropped off?
August, like mid August ish. Okay. Yeah.
So are you doing all the youth group things this summer? Last time?
I am working at the summer camp that I grew up at this year.
Oh,
so
fun.
That's for 2 weeks. And I won't be going to Kadesh, but I'm doing Wyoming.
Okay.
And
I love Wyoming.
Service projects. Yeah. Oh, such a fun trip. Okay. I love Wyoming.
What's your favorite summer trip that y'all do?
Wyoming.
Okay. It's just so pretty
it's
there.
It's gorgeous. And I love the mountains.
Yeah. I was like, it's gorgeous. The mountains are awesome. The weather is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah. Well, thank you for stopping by, Mia.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye.